Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. Yeah, I wasn't going to do this one, but I thought I would research it and study it a little bit because it's about Mississippi, where I live. Found this one on The Friendly Atheist. The headline: Christians erect another $240,000 cross in Mississippi. Because if there's one thing the state needs, it's more Jesus. That last bit was his subheading. All right. Sure, this caught my eye. And so I thought I would research it a little bit, some of the claims made in this article. Because why not? I do live here after all. Mississippi can be a bit of a cesspool. Everybody knows that. It's not a shock. Still, I found it interesting. So I left this article. Let's see if I can find it here. And I went to several other articles. I will just pick out a little bit here. This is from 2021. You see, one of the things that the article claimed was that Mississippi was at the bottom of the charts in pretty much every metric that matters in the United States. It was 49th or 50th in everything. So I thought I would look that up, you know, just check it out a little bit. Room for improvement, says this article. It's from some ABC affiliate, doesn't matter. Ranked 49th best state in country. Now, I think that this headline is really optimistic. It's an interesting way to write it. 49th best state rather than second worst state. You know, in ranking of quality states, Mississippi ranks 49th. You know, any number of things I could have said. Ranked 49th best state in country. That just strikes me as a little bit hilarious. But okay. Hilarity aside. Says here as a subhead, but it doesn't give a lot of context. Mississippi did not fare well in a new national ranking, which was released Tuesday. Now, maybe this affiliate was in Jackson, Mississippi. Maybe they weren't saying that Jackson, Mississippi was the crux of the problem. Living in Jackson, I can say that I live in a nice part of Jackson, and it's fine. Although, there are plenty of places in Jackson. There were only a couple of places that my real estate agent even wanted to show me. Of course, he's a real estate agent. There are laws. I made him show me everything. But I bought exactly where he suggested I should. I'm glad I did. There were places where he said he would not take me to show me. He wouldn't even park his car in some places. He was saying, you can buy that house if you don't mind getting robbed and murdered in the next 6 months. So maybe a slight exaggeration, but Mississippi. I just want to read a couple of little bits out of this. Now, this is back in from 2001, so we're still in the height of the pandemic at this time. And this article, just kind of paraphrasing a lot of it, I'll link to it, talks about the various categories where Mississippi ranks near the bottom. Now, by the way, at this particular time, once again, sometime in 21, Mississippi, the year before, was 48th. They actually fell to 49 at this time. Remind me to come back to that, because there's another little point that you need to hear about. But there are, let's see, 71 metrics across 8 categories, such as education, healthcare, and opportunity. Lots of metrics that were chosen. In another article I read, I was reading about healthcare in particular, because this is procedure day for me. I've got a minor procedure today. Never read about Mississippi healthcare metrics when you're about to have a procedure in Mississippi. Bad stuff drives one to drink, and I don't drink, so just makes one wish they did. At any rate, healthcare, very bad. Women's healthcare, terrible in every metric. In fact, a child born in Mississippi, we're not talking about abortion. A child born in Mississippi has, as near as I could read, and I looked at a lot of sources, the worst chances of survival by far than any place in the country. Mississippi is third world in categories such as women's health. They don't care about women's health. They really don't. Of all of the health metrics that they don't care about, women's health is the metric they care about the least. Let's see. One or two businesses. Economically, obviously, I say obviously, you don't live here, so you wouldn't know. Terrible. Employment, terrible. Just household income, terrible. I'll link this article. It may be worth you looking at. I'm not going to link every article that I looked at, because that would be a lot, but you could at least get some sense of what we're dealing with. So we're back to Friendly Atheist. Christians erect another $240,000 cross in Mississippi. Now, you might wonder, if we're so poor, where do we find $250,000 for a cross to put up on a highway? Well, we didn't. Not so much. This is not a matter of impropriety. The land was donated by a private citizen. The money was raised by a private organization. So there's no sense of impropriety here. I just want to be clear about that. There is great stupidity here, but there's no impropriety. The cross, I think it's about 120 feet tall. They unveiled this just a few days ago. Let me give you a little bit of this. This is not for Aberdeen. This is not for Monroe County. This is for everybody who travels this highway. I believe it's Highway 50. Who travels this highway back and forth, they're going to see this cross and talk about it and say, I went through Aberdeen, Mississippi, and there's a 120-foot cross standing. This is the vision they have, that people are going to talk about it. Well, sir, you're right. People are going to talk about it. I don't think it's going to end well for you. So one of the people who donated either the money or the land, I'm not sure, their name is Buzzy. B-U-Z-Z-Y. I'm not kidding. This is Mississippi. Okay. We name our kids stuff like this. Buzzy. Hey, Buzzy. Normally, I don't mock names, but honestly, we name our kids Bubba. I'm serious. That's not a nickname. That's a name. So, let's see. I want to skip some of this for the very, very end. We'll come back to this paragraph. This is why this is so broken up. I'm just purposely skipping some things so that I can shock you with a little bit of information. Let's see. Another quote about this cross. I've had people ask me almost on every cross. This is not the first cross. So almost on every cross, that's a lot of money to spend on a cross. Just for people to drive by and look at. I tell them, yes, it is. We need to spend that money on other things to further the kingdom of God also. But if one person drives down Highway 45 and looks at this cross and thinks about what Jesus did for him, and he has a conversion moment, it's worth every penny. Okay. You hear this a lot. You hear this a lot from churches, especially Southern churches, especially failing churches who still spend a lot of money on things like revival meetings and things like that. If just one person is saved, then it's worth it. No, it's not. Okay, even as a Christian, even as a kid, as a Christian, I thought that's just bullshit. Of course, my thoughts wouldn't have said bullshit, but that is utter bullshit. First of all, if it costs you $250,000 to convince one person to be a Christian, you have a terribly inefficient methodology. You have a terribly bad method. $250,000 per convert. Really, that's what it takes for someone to believe in your God. You or your message or both is an utter failure. You're just, honestly, how much money did it take for Jesus to win a convert? Or Paul? Or Peter? $250,000, if they could have even understood that kind of money, they would have considered you anathema. And to be clear, I don't even think they could have understood that kind of money. And the money is being raised on what some consider an idol. It's an idol. That's what it is. It's kind of an idol. You've made an idol out of the cross. Here's some interesting facts. As I get to the end, some things that I left out of the story. This is not the first cross I mentioned. This is cross number 14 in the state of Mississippi along its highways. We have erected 14 of these monstrosities. In one of the pictures, I believe, from a news story, they were taking a picture of the cross, and in the shot was a banner on the same piece of land advertising a marijuana dispensary. Which was fantastic. You can see that in this article. I'll link to this one, too. So from the Wildflower Medical Dispensary, let's just give them a plug while we're at it. They sent a tweet saying, so happy to be a part of a cross-raising honoring Jesus and that he died for all of us so we can spend eternity with him. Amen. That's your Jesus wishes from your local pot dealer. So that's cool. So I started this story by talking about all of the things that Mississippi was last in. I told you that they had fell from 48th to 49th. Well, that was not the most recent ranking. There was one even more recent. 2023, Mississippi has fallen even further. They are officially the worst state in America. Now, at the time of the article that I'm linking to, the only state worse than Mississippi was Louisiana. If you think about that, what it takes to be the worst state, you know, the old saying, you don't have to outrun a bear. You don't have to be the fastest runner in a pack. You just have to be faster than the slowest person. Mississippi was a little faster than the slowest one, but Louisiana, they came back. And now Mississippi, dead last. Think about that. Michigan has Detroit, and Mississippi is dead last. Ohio has Cleveland. California has Oakland. New Jersey has Compton. Alabama has Birmingham. I mean, these places are sinkholes. Just rip them off the map. The states won't even miss them. Good riddance to bad rubbish. And yet Mississippi is worse than all of them. I mean, wow. How bad do you have to be worse than a state that has Detroit? Really bad. Really bad. So, these 14 crosses, almost $5 million spent. I just want to give you a quote from, I don't remember, Rozier. I don't remember what his title was, someone who's very close to the project. And I just want you to understand Mississippi. Furthermore, I want you to understand Christianity, the Bible Belt, and how people think here. Okay? This is not just one isolated person. This is how we think here. By the way, other Bible Belt states also way down low on the list. Mississippi just happens to be the worst. Okay? Everywhere you look, says this person, people say Mississippi is 49th or 50th in this or that. Okay, this is his tacit acknowledgement that Mississippi sucks. But even the way he puts it, he doesn't say Mississippi is 49th or 50th. He says, people say we are. You know, that's what they say. However, he doesn't dispute it. I just noticed the wording there. He's not taking responsibility or anything. Guess what they say. And he says, everywhere you look, this is so common. This is so well known in America. Everywhere you look, people are saying this. And the statistics bear it out. So his next sentence. What does he say? We're sorry. We're working on it. We've got some great projects in the works. What does he say? I found this chilling. I'll read the whole thing. Everywhere you look, people say Mississippi is 49th or 50th in this or that. We're number one in the number of crosses in just one state, he says. That's his justification. That's how he justifies it. Yeah. Yeah, babies die all the time. I mean, they can't be aborted, but, you know, once we saved them from abortion, they just die from bad health care. That's fine. That's Jesus taking them, right? Yeah, we got the worst health care, terrible water, terrible air, terrible infrastructure, roads, bridges, crumbling. I mean, let me just show you first person reports on the ground. The roads here are the worst in the country and rival those of third world countries. I'm not kidding. Everybody can see it. It's well known. So, I mentioned education. Our kids can't read. Economy. The place where this latest cross is going, somewhere between 20 and 30 of the people in that area are under the poverty line, and the others aren't that far above it. And so he looks at all of that, this $250,000 expenditure, making the total almost $5 million for all the crosses. He says, yeah, but at least we're number one. We're number one in the number of crosses in the state. That's the Christian mind for you right there. Yeah, never mind all these actual problems. You know, the world, they've got their metrics, but their metrics aren't important. What's important is that we worship Jesus here in Mississippi. And you know how we worship him? We put up idols. Could something more have been done with $250,000, especially in the region where this cross went up? Undoubtedly. Could have done great to helping to modernize a hospital there. Could have been amazing at fixing some of the roads there. Could have been great at updating some of the schools there. No, the real problem was that area didn't have a cross. And so they fixed it. Mississippi, number one in crosses. And all the Christians here said, amen. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.